Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, we often talk on this show about children's access to phones and whether they should be banned entirely or in different settings. But what about the impact of limiting our own use when children are at a very early age? Well, before we discuss this with lecturer in psychology and education, Mary O'Kane, have a listen to this.
Okay, now, let's see what happens when the connection is taken away. So now he's trying to get his dad's attention again. He's reaching out like, "That was fun, why have you stopped?" I know it's important for adults to use their devices sometimes, but kids are hardwired to seek out meaningful connections. Not receiving them causes confusion and stress. Okay, Amajot, please re-engage. Now, what if a whole childhood was like that last 30 seconds? How hard it would be for a child to feel calm, to feel safe, to learn to trust anyone, and the lifelong impact that would have. That makes me feel sad.
Well, that is the voice of Molly Wright. She's only seven. She's the youngest ever TED Talk speaker, and she broke down the research-backed ways parents and caregivers can support children's healthy brain development. And as I said, I've Mary O'Kane with me here, lecturer in psychology and education. You're very welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Claire.
That fascinating video and TED Talk, it goes on to describe and talk about this theory of serve and return.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. What it is, and I think, Molly, when you think she's only seven, she's a great example of how serve and return can work, actually, when she can stand up and do a TED Talk like that. But what she highlights is that in today's modern world, we can become quite distracted from our children, so we're not interacting with them. And technology, although it's wonderful and it's so important, can take us away from them. Serve and return is something we know now is so important for our children. In the first 5 years of life, their brains are just about developing at a phenomenal rate. And as parents, we sometimes think, well, we need to buy the most expensive toys. You know, we should be providing this, that or the other. No, what we now know is it's those little moments of connection. And serve and return is, if I use peekaboo as an example, because it's one Molly uses. So you come up to your baby, you put your hands in front of your face. Young babies, when you put your hands in front of your face, you've disappeared. You're actually gone. They don't have what we call object permanence. It's like, whoa, you know, they've disappeared. Out come your hands, peekaboo. And it's the joyfulness of the response. As a parent, you wait. You let that child respond. You calm a moment. You do it again. So it becomes this little cycle. And the child, first of all, dopamine is being released. You know, this is making them very happy. It's exciting. They're building connection with you. But it's the building blocks of learning, you know, the building blocks of language, just taking that moment where they realise you're completely focused on them, you let them respond, you come back again. It's like a little dance between parent and child.
So what happens then if I introduce a device into that? So I'm doing peekaboo and then I pick up my phone or my tablet.
Yeah. Now, first of all, I'm going to have to start by saying, Claire, we all do it. We absolutely all do it. So being on your phone every so often is not going to damage your child. But what Molly was doing there in that little video was a replication of an experiment by a Professor Ed Tronick, and it's called a still-based experiment. And what he got parents to do was they're interacting with the child and then suddenly he said, put on a still face. So nothing, no response on their face. And babies all respond the same way. They start by usually using their hands, waving, because it's like, can they not see me? Then they vocalise, can they not hear me? Then they cry because they're realising, I'm not, that bond is broken, I'm not getting a response. Now, if that happens occasionally, that's not going to harm your child. But if that is happening on an ongoing basis, if I'm looking at my phone, Claire, I heard somebody the other day say to a young mother about breastfeeding her baby, oh, now you can catch up on a certain series she was watching on TV. While you're doing that, that'll be a great chance to catch up on this. And I thought, no, your baby's come into this world pre-programmed to connect with us. Whether you're bottle feeding your baby or you're breastfeeding, you hold your baby, you look in their eyes. You mightn't even be vocalising. But you're making a connection, mm-hmm. and those connections are really important on so many levels.
What's the long-term implication if we don't do that, if we're distracted all of the time? Do we know?
We don't have proof, but what we do know is the importance of doing it. So, I mean, I suppose if you think about, there has been research into babies who might have come from Romanian orphanages over to the UK or Ireland, particularly there's been research done in the UK. Those babies weren't getting that interaction, and it really does impact on their development. Now, obviously, that was quite severe lack of interaction. But what we really know, what I'd say to parents is, you know, even if parents are listening and they're thinking, gosh, I do tend to go on my phone and I'm not interacting, it's never too late to start. But what we know is if you start doing this now, say bath time, you're helping your little one get dressed, you know, any opportunity, even feeding them, just gently talk about what you're doing. But wait for them to come back. You'll make sure it's this little... the idea is I'm serving the ball in a game of tennis and then I wait for the return. Mm-hmm. I hit the ball again. So it's that interaction.
And this
it is life-changing.
It's particularly important in the first 5 years, but I'd imagine all right the way through childhood, right?
Childhood, I mean, look at the teenagers. It's still important to connect, isn't it? It's so important. One of the areas we know it makes a huge difference is language. So years ago, my eldest is 27. And when she was little, we were told, use flashcards, Baby Einstein videos. Sit your child in front of the television and they're going to watch a Baby Einstein video. Oh, their language will be phenomenal. Now we know that's not actually how it works. It's serve and return. So even in terms of language, they're learning the skills of language. It's not the number of words they hear. It's the everyday conversations. You're sitting at the dinner table with them. Mm-hmm. That chit-chat is really valuable. So it's all this everyday stuff we do. And it's just trying to be aware of it.
So it might not be the words that you use, but it's things like the tone use as well.
It's connection, you know. I mean, when you really focus on them, you're also letting them know you love them. You know, when you're having a little conversation, they're sitting in the bath and they're playing with the rubber duck and you start talking to them and you're looking at them. They just feel you're giving me your full attention. I mean, that alone is connection and love. But then the language, just by the chit-chat in the everyday conversations, is so good for them. Your problem solving, their memory, you know, on every level, it's very good for them developmentally.
Okay, and also I suppose you don't want your child to learn that it's okay to have the phone in your hand all of the time, because if you model that behaviour, then that's what they're going to do, right?
Yeah, we do. And we all do it. I mean, I have to say that. I'm sitting here like a Mary Poppins. You know, I would never look at my phone when my child's in the room. We all do it. But if we have an awareness of just trying our best to put it to one side, connect with our child, that's the message, really. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely.
And that's just about giving children the best start. It's not about pointing the finger as such.
Oh, no, it's not. You know, from the day they're born, as I said, they come into this world pre-programmed to connect with us, and it would be such a shame. They're losing out if we'll miss out on them by focusing on technology. So sort of early and often, try and connect with them as much as you can.
Mary O'Kane, thank you very much for coming in. Mary is a lecturer in psychology and parenting and early childhood education. And if you want to have a look at that TED Talk with Molly that we played the clip from, it's a fascinating piece. You can look it up. Molly Wright is her name, spelt with a W. She's only 7. She's absolutely extraordinary.